Have you ever felt like you're constantly running on a treadmill that keeps speeding up no matter how fast you go? That relentless pace of modern life leaves many of us perpetually behind, anxiously chasing the fantasy of getting on top of things so real life can finally begin. But what if the solution isn't working harder or becoming more productive? What if it's accepting our fundamental limitations as humans? The most freeing step you can take is accepting that life is worse than you think, completely beyond hope. When you finally grasp that your idealized life will definitely never come to fruition, something inside unclenches. It's like getting caught in a rainstorm and finally abandoning efforts to stay dry. There's a profound relief in surrender. With finite time and unlimited possibilities, you'll only ever accomplish a fraction of what you'd like to do. Once you truly accept this, anxiety subsides and willingness emerges to engage with what you actually can do. Your perfectionism will never be conquered, your imposter syndrome will never fully disappear, and your relationship troubles won't magically resolve themselves. All are worse than you think, and that's liberating. The real answer to spending more time on what matters is simple. Just do those things. Pick something you care about and spend a few minutes on it today, rather than getting caught up in becoming the kind of person who does that sort of thing. When you want to meditate, just sit for 5 minutes. When you want to write, just write. Let the identity follow the action, not vice versa. Life is like being in a kayak. You're vulnerable, reacting moment to moment, not commanding a superyacht with perfect control. While systems and self-improvement schemes feed the superyacht fantasy, doing one meaningful thing today requires surrendering control. Just steering your kayak through the next few inches of water is how you develop a genuine practice worth doing for its own sake. Don't wait for perfect conditions. Simply pick up the paddle and start moving. We often freeze when making difficult choices because we believe painless options are the only viable ones. The breakthrough comes from accepting that some choices will be difficult, yet we're free to make them if they matter enough. You're free to do whatever you want, you just need to face the consequences. Freedom isn't about avoiding costs, but understanding you can make any choice if you're willing to pay the price. This transforms paralyzing decisions into manageable trade-offs. Take someone in an unfulfilling job who fears leaving. They could quit tomorrow. They just need to handle financial uncertainty, others' disapproval, and the discomfort of change. The question becomes not, can I do this, but am I willing to accept these consequences? We tend to exaggerate potential consequences to avoid bold choices. Any choice made while accepting its consequences leads to true freedom. Not freedom from limitations, but freedom within them. Many of us start each day feeling we must earn our right to exist through achievements and social standing. This mindset manifests as constant self-pressure, compulsive email checking, and guilt during rest periods. Success becomes its own punishment. Each accomplishment only raises future expectations. A promotion breeds anxiety about the next one, while completed projects immediately trigger stress about upcoming deadlines. Consider keeping a done list of completed tasks instead of focusing on what's undone. Include both major and minor achievements to shift from measuring against infinite possibilities to acknowledging actual accomplishments. When you stop viewing each day as repaying a debt, you make better choices about what deserves attention. Actions become expressions of who you are, not efforts to prove your worth. This might mean reading for pleasure without guilt or keeping work separate from family time. In our era of information overload, we face haystack-sized piles of needles rather than needles in haystacks. Despite early techno-optimist predictions that better filters would solve information overload, the efficiency trap emerged. Improved recommendation systems simply bombard us with more genuinely interesting content than we could ever consume. Instead, treat your to-read pile like a river, not a bucket, selecting choice items without guilt about what flows past. Resist stockpiling knowledge, recognizing that reading changes us through experience rather than fact collection. Remember that consuming information is a present moment activity to be enjoyed for itself, not just for future benefit. When you release the obligation to stay current with everything, you create space for deeper engagement with what truly matters. You might read fewer books, but understand them more thoroughly. Follow fewer news stories, but grasp their implications more completely. Or watch fewer shows, but appreciate them more fully. The key insight is that you cannot possibly absorb everything worthwhile, and that's okay. Rather than frantically trying to keep up with an infinite stream, consciously choose what deserves your finite attention based on what genuinely enriches your life. The attention economy pushes media and activists to exaggerate every story's importance, creating a competition for our emotional engagement. Headlines and social media algorithms amplify emotionally charged content, leading many to treat distant political events as more significant than their immediate lives. Instead of spreading ourselves thin, we should focus deeply on one or two issues. Eric Hagerman exemplifies this by disconnecting from news to dedicate himself to wetland restoration, a strategic allocation of care rather than selfishness. Effective altruists similarly advocate for selecting causes where individual effort can have maximum impact. In an age of attention scarcity, focusing on chosen battles may be the most impactful form of citizenship. This means recognizing your finite capacity for action and directing it where you can make a real difference. By caring about fewer things more deeply, you create the space to actually solve specific problems, following the example of history's successful changemakers who achieved impact through sustained focus on specific causes. While we recognize our limited time and control over others, we often forget we're confined to the present moment. This temporal limitation means anything physically possible could happen at any time. Worry attempts to anticipate every possible future challenge, but this is impossible. We can't foresee everything, nor know we've succeeded until we actually face it. While worry served our ancestors facing immediate threats, it's less useful in our modern delayed return environment. The better approach is trusting your ability to handle challenges as they arise, focusing on the next and most necessary thing. Plans remain useful, but should be viewed as flexible sketches rather than guarantees. Living in the present moment rather than the future makes you more effective at handling current challenges while building confidence in your ability to face future ones. This creates a positive cycle where present focus builds resilience for whatever comes next.